Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. To my right up here is our vicar, Nathaniel Bauman. We are gathered here today to remember the life of our dear brother in Christ, Richard Boehning, a beloved husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, a friend to so many in this Hoyleton community. And of course, as we gather today as Christians, we gather in hope, the hope of the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. We know that Richard belongs to Jesus, and we know that Jesus has destroyed death, and that means that we're going to see him again, and what a blessing it is to know that. So that will be our overall theme for our worship this morning. I hope all of you receive one of these blue bulletins on your way in. The order of service is printed for you there. Except for, you'll need these burgundy-colored hymnals in front of you for the words to each of the hymns. And so with that, we will begin with our opening hymn. It's How Great Thou Art, and it's hymn number 801, and the congregation may be seated.
Thank you.
baptism, Richard was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Now we will continue by speaking the words of the 23rd Psalm together. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Richard and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word.
The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 111, which contains Rich's confirmation verse. "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
chapters 21 and 22. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia! Our Holy Gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23. "And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified Jesus and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, having heard God's word, we join together in speaking the words of our faith, the same words that Richard shared with us many times, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." Congregation may be seated.
Thank you.
to remember and celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end. Especially to you, Aggie, Rich's beloved wife of 65, almost 66 years, and to the rest of the kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids too. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This might sound like an exaggeration, like one of those really nice things that you're supposed to just say at a funeral, but I promise this is 100% true, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it anyway. I am literally never going to forget the day that I met Richard Boehning. Because the day that I met Rich was literally one of the most significant days of my life. How's that for a funeral sermon introduction? But I'm serious. And here's why I say that. If you've already had a chance to read through Rich's obituary, or even if you've just been around him or been around Hoyleton for a number of years, you know how involved Rich had always been in the ministry here at Trinity. So the obituary lists some things like that he had taught Sunday school, right? Or that he was involved with the men's club, back when it was, active and all of that. That he was just so active in making this place what it was. He played in the hand chime choir. We're so thankful that the chimes are here. We're going to get to hear from them in just a few moments. But the other thing that Rich did, and he was so good at it, is that he served on our board of elders. And I guess I don't know personally how many terms he ever served or how many times he had been an elder here, but what I do know for sure is that he was on the board of elders in the year 2016. Which meant that he, like the other five elders who were serving at the time, had a lot more responsibility that year than you normally have when you are an elder here at Trinity. Because that was a year of pastoral vacancy here at Trinity Hoyleton. Pastor Josh Tylan had taken a call to serve as the director of Camp Silka up near Springfield. And so what that meant is that Rich and the other elders had to figure out a couple things. Number one, how was worship going to continue to happen around here Sunday after Sunday? But number two, perhaps more importantly, who was going to be the next pastor here at Trinity Hoyleton? And so 2016 was naturally a kind of difficult year for the elders. You had to go through a bunch of paperwork. They had to do interviews. They had to field lots of comments and questions from all the different congregation members, trying to keep everybody happy. It's pretty much an impossible task. But in September, this very month, in September of that year, 9 years ago, 2016, I say that's one of the most significant days of my life because that is the day that my wife, Katie, and I stepped foot in the village of Hoyleton for the very first time. We didn't even realize it at the time, but we had just walked right into paradise. And who was one of the very first people that we got to meet? Richard Boehning. We went over to the school. We got to meet everybody. We got to visit. I remember we sat down at a table in the school basement. I remember distinctly that Rich was sitting immediately to my right, and I remember the look on his face. I remember his smile. I remember the joy that he had that day. I remember just getting a glimpse of that warm, welcoming personality, which, of course, I would feel so many more times after we eventually moved here later that December. So, all of that being said, today is now also a very significant day for me personally. And it's not one that I or anybody else here was looking forward to, obviously. But today marks the first time that I am standing in this pulpit preaching at the funeral of one of my elders. You know, there's a special bond that forms between people who share in ministry together. People that God calls to fight side by side in the trenches of spiritual warfare. But also, just in those initial weeks and months, when you're the new pastor and you don't know anybody and you don't know how anything works and you need to rely upon your elders, you have to ask them all kinds of questions. Richard was such a blessing to me and to my family. So this is a tough day for me personally. But I look around here and I know that it's an even tougher day for many of you. Because maybe Rich wasn't your elder as a new pastor in Hoyleton, but Rich was your husband, your dad, your grandpa, your great-grandpa. He was your co-worker, your classmate. He was the guy that you just ran into all over the place around this village because he was pretty much involved with anything at one point or another. The community club, the Hofbrau Fest, on the fire department. He ran the beehive for a while. And I just learned before the service today that they served the best ribeye steaks around. And so I'm kind of sad that it's not here anymore. He was the guy, there's a picture over there, the orange flower arrangement. He was the guy that you saw when you went to the Unverfurt open house. You got ready to eat your pancakes and your sausage, and there was Rich with that smile on his face, welcoming you to paradise with the clicker in his hand. You've seen the same smile I've seen. And you've felt welcomed and loved the way I felt welcomed and loved. And so, yeah, this is a tough day. And not just today, but really it seems like the last several years have been filled with a lot of tough days. Watching his Parkinson's disease progressing, and we knew how difficult even the simplest of tasks were becoming for him, despite Aggie's valiant efforts to keep him as healthy as possible for as long as possible. But it has been a lot of tough days lately. And yet, what a blessing. What a blessing it is for us to be able to say today that as much as we wish this was not the reason why we were gathered today, as much as we don't love looking at Rich's casket up here in the front of the church, as much as we don't love the idea of going out to the cemetery just a few moments from now and hearing taps play before his body is lowered into the ground, still, how much do we all have a reason to rejoice today? Because above all the things that Richard was, he was first and foremost a man of faith. He trusted in the name of his Lord Jesus Christ right to the very end. His confirmation verse, which our vicar just read for us a little moment ago, it's printed for you again on the top of the first page of your bulletin. This verse was given to him by Pastor Hari as part of the class of 1952 over in New Minden. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. And that's the attitude that Richard had, even when things weren't going his way. Praising the Lord, even when his body was getting weak and tired. Praising the Lord, even when he was struggling to breathe and he could only get one or two words out at a time. Praising the Lord as he received the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for the last time last week in the hospital. praising the Lord, enduring forever. And so, yes, we grieve, and we suffer in this veil of tears, but what we know for sure is that Richard's suffering is over. His tough days are all in the past. He is right now enjoying the nearer presence of our Lord in paradise. A fulfillment of the promise that the Lord Jesus Christ made to him 87 years ago when he was not even a two-week-old baby. Baptized. We might as well, if we're talking about significant days, let's just add July 3rd, 1938 onto that list. Because that's the day that Richard Boehning became a child of God by the water and the word of holy baptism. Receiving the faith that would ultimately sustain him for the rest of his life, drawing him to the cross of his Savior Jesus Christ and to the victory over death and the grave that Jesus won for us. Praise the Lord. Our gospel reading that we heard today from Luke chapter 23 gives us a little glimpse of this really famous scene, this famous conversation that took place on a pretty significant day, Good Friday. Almost the most significant day in the history of the world, second only to the day that came 3 days later when Jesus rose from the dead on Easter. But what we hear Jesus saying in this reading is truly amazing. As he is being crucified for the sins of the world, Jesus has a side conversation with a man who is described to us by Luke as a criminal who is sentenced to death for what we can only assume was some terrible crime. And yet this man expresses his faith in Jesus right there at the end. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. To which Jesus replies, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus welcomes those who believe in him, who trust in him, in spite of their brokenness, in spite of their weaknesses, their guilt, and their shame. And what Jesus said to the man on the cross next to him, he has also said to you, and to me, and to Richard too, you will be with me in paradise. Which means that last Sunday, as Richard breathed his last in his own home up on Boehning Hill, he was immediately greeted in heaven with a welcome even warmer than the kinds of greetings and welcomes that he would offer to the rest of us. He was welcomed into peace and joy. He was welcomed into paradise. That's where his soul is. That's where it will remain engaged in that praise that endures forever until one day the absolute most significant day will arrive, greater than any day that has ever been before, the day of resurrection, the day of our Lord's return, the day when death shall be no more, and all things will be made new. And on that day, we are going to see that smile on Rich's face again. On that day, his body will be whole again. On that day, his mind will be restored, his strength will return, and together we are going to sing praises to the God of our salvation. So once again, I find myself looking forward to being able to say that I will see Richard Boehning on the most significant day. And not just of life in Hoyleton, but the most significant day of all eternity. The day when we are all welcomed into paradise. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Richard and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead and the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Richard and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to life. We give you thanks that by his death, he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. For our closing hymn today, we will sing hymn number 748, I'm But a Stranger Here.